to a podcast from the Joomla User Group section of the Joomla Community Magazine at magazine.joomla.org.
Hello, this is Bo Astrup, editor of Jux section of the Joomla Community Magazine, and I'm here today with Ronny Christiansen. I can say this in Danish. I'm really proud of myself. I can speak Danish today. So, Ronny Christiansen, founder and owner of Red Component, which is a major e-commerce component developer for Joomla. But today, it's more in your capacity of being a organizer of Joomla Day Denmark, which is coming up. Hello, Ronny. Thank you for being here. And why don't you tell a little bit about yourself first and how you got involved with Joomla?
Well, I could start with the start. That's always a good place to start. So let's do that. Originally, I used to make CMS myself. I used to develop from the ground up, but around 2004 or 2005 or so, I stumbled upon Mambo one day, and basically from there, as Joomla split out from Mambo, I went along, and I've been doing Joomla sites for close to 5 years now. Well, actually, perhaps a bit more, but around there. And today I do a lot of activities around Joomla. We have a hosting branch that's pretty much pure Joomla hosting, and we have the redcomponent.com site, where we have around 10 main components, including Red Shop, Red Event, Red Form, Red Member, etc. And then we have redweb.dk, which is a classic web agency where we do web shops and websites and major solutions for Danish and European companies primarily, and it's all in Joomla. So from I get up in the morning till I hit the bed at night, I only do one thing, and it all evolves and involves Joomla. So basically, I'm 100% Joomla today, you could say.
And that's kind of interesting, because I know it's always was interesting to me seeing through the mid 90s that it seemed that even Denmark is a fairly small country with about 5.5 million inhabitants. It seemed that there was a lot of web developing companies, and every web development company seems to have been producing their own CMS.
Yeah, you could say in Denmark we have perhaps the highest amount of CMSs per average amount of web companies. So it's extreme. I actually made the first CMS with an e-commerce extension that was approved by the Danish Bank's payment systems back in 1998. So I was absolutely at the forefront back then, but basically it was ASP, or well, you could say it was Visual Basic, which was very much used back then, and only later did PHP actually start to mean anything in Denmark. But even today, we're probably the country in the world with the highest amount of CMSs developed compared to the amount of people in the country. So something still sticks, but a lot of us has moved on from doing all our own systems to hooking on to the globalized systems. And basically, it wouldn't make sense. You can see some of our competitors here that still does their own CMSs. They have maybe 5 or 6 developers on it. We got 15 developers in RedShop alone as one extension for Joomla. And if you look on it with almost 6,000 extensions for Joomla today, it's just futile to think that a small company with 4 people can compete against the semi-borg collective we are today. It's a matter of going with the stream and making the flow in the stream better, expanding the versatility and keep adding on more extensions and ways to use Joomla, and I really find it exciting to have a lot of jobs where we keep pushing the boundaries for what's been seen before. And recently we have made the largest company in Denmark like Maersk, we've just finished a site for them with a course training site based in Joomla and Redevent for all their global departments. And basically doing those kind of jobs where we constantly keep pushing on what's been seen before, and also the economical factor. When we compare ourselves to some of the local companies, when they've spent the first 10 or 20,000 US dollars, basically they haven't even gone past the planning stage and the licensing stage yet, and we're done. We work finished, the website live, and the customers are happy. So it's pretty good sense today to base it on Joomla.
Wow, that's interesting. So you said it so fast, so maybe people didn't catch it, but you did say Maersk, and Maersk Sealand, the world's largest container shipping company. So that's a major breakthrough, because I was actually going to ask you how the Danish marketplace, especially the commercial marketplace, responds to when you come in and suggest using an open source platform for building the website. How do people respond to that?
Well, it's of course it's been a long haul in putting open source on the agenda. But before we used to do small business, etc. Now we're doing middle size and large global companies too, and it's very easy to be quite frank, because normally a lot of these companies are used to having a 2 or 3 year model for they spend this much money, and then in 3 years they're going to spend the same amount again. But we work in a different way. We tell them, well, actually, your website will keep evolving. We keep updating your website. We keep updating your extensions, etc. And all your custom needs, etc. We try to put into our main product line, so we don't have to do special branches, etc. So typically, if we are out doing a job at perhaps 50,000 USD for a middle size or larger size company, we can save them the same amount in the first 2 years, just in running costs on licensing and additional hardware, etc., etc. So right now we're actually doing a large Joomla web shop with a complete series of integrations and a brand new accounting overlay for RedShop called RedCM that's in development now. But basically, the first year alone, they will save 25,000 USD on running costs alone, because we reduced the server parks, we reduced the needs in general, and we put it into a normal vHost on an Apache-powered server. We're going to run it all and then run an accounting system in a slave mode for the accountants to be happy to. So it's pretty easy. We've had financial crisis around the world in the last 2 years, and that means that companies that normally plan with a 5-year plan on getting their return of investment, etc., when you go out to them and you then tell them, well, we can do this for you and you can earn back the investment in 15 or 18 months, they're clapping all the way to paying the invoice
to the bank.
Yeah, to the bank. Yeah. So they really like it. And another thing is, it's the time frames. A lot of the jobs we do, we finish in 4-6 weeks perhaps, and these companies are used to processes where they spend 6 or 8 months doing a website. And we work in a much more agile and faster way, utilizing Scrum methods, etc. We can plan it and prototype it extremely quickly. And what we then do is we do a third final phase called adjustment phase, where we go in and we sit down with the customer, we go through the website that's 90% done, and we talk to them, say, well, now we're here on page 7 in under section 8, and you can do this and this, but if we look on your work processes and the workflows in your organization, then how can we improve it? How can we cut on some of all those manual processes and make it smarter? So we do think quite a lot of business intelligence, also in terms of analysis and reporting, etc. And when you look on those things and you do it with the smart tools and extensions we have today, and base it all on the Joomla framework, it's really easy to compete. So basically, we are seeing a 300 to 400% growth here in Denmark in our company now, and most of our local competition here are running a -20% growth in the last year, perhaps. So we're one of the only companies in our local areas that's actually growing. And you can see alone in the last 12 months we hired 40 new employees. So considering we were 6 people back then and we're 20 now, things are moving pretty quickly.
Wow, that's good news. So that's a great basis of setting up the Joomla Day. So when is your Joomla Day going to be?
Well, our Joomla Day is going to be on the 29th and the 30th of October. So we're not too far off from it happening.
Oh, and how long have you been planning it?
Well, originally we started to plan the event back in the spring with a very short deadline. Originally we had like a 4-week deadline, and a few weeks into it we decided to push it to the fall to have time to build a website and get people organized, get more sponsors in, etc. We committed from the start on and saying we would support it fully and be one of the main sponsors and donate a sum to fly in our international Joomla, you could call it VIP, but someone with some leverage and a known name from the Joomla community that could come and spread the word and preach a little about Joomla here in Denmark. And we've been along all the way along with Reagan, which is one of the consultants at the International Business College where we're holding the event. And Reagan, you could say, is really the main primus motor behind it. He got us the place for it to happen, and he's been collecting threads since. But on the sideline, there's me, and there's also a well-known Joomla figure in Ole Bang Ottersen, which is a many-year translation manager. And also today is residing in the Joomla honor roll, so he's done his dues, as you say. Also, we have a few more people involved here with very different backgrounds. We have a guy who's a school teacher, but also happens to be a programmer who's working a lot with Joom Social for once, a guy called Carsten, and he's been building on the website too. Also, we have had a few different people involved, and very quickly we also saw Microsoft Denmark wanting to chip in as one of the main sponsors. And of course, with IBC and us and Microsoft behind it, it kind of made things a lot easier, and things were starting to shape up, and we could start building a program for the 2 days we're having.
So for the 2 days, what type of programs do you have throughout those 2 days?
Well, basically, our first day on the Friday, we're doing a business day. We're trying to keep you call it a professional or a commercial business view on things. We want to attract a lot of businesses, and amongst the people that signed up for the day so far is a very wide variety of representatives from countries around the country, from companies around the country, from a small business over middle business to very large companies. So we've managed to attract a lot of business people for the first day. Basically, on the first day, we'll be having an introduction to Joomla, basically, which Reagan is doing. And after that, I'm going on with a big presentation of RedShop, as big as it gets in 50 minutes. Normally, I spend 5 hours showing all the features. But I'll try and show a lot of these business people and also a lot of Joomla users just how much they can do with RedShop and Joomla today. And then we move on to a presentation on social networking, utilizing Joomla and Joom Social, which Carsten is presenting. Basically, then over the rest of the day, we'll be going into a part about hosting in Joomla, which Microsoft is doing. The Martin Estman, he's called, he's a so-called academic developer evangelist. I don't really know what an academic developer evangelist does, but he's going to talk about Joomla and hosting. Then later on, we're going to have a preview, or you could say a presentation of Joomla 1.6, where we're going through it and showing people what's in the works, what's coming. Then later on the day, there'll be a session on Joomla and intranet from a woman called Pia Nielsen, who will talk about how they do intranet solutions with Joomla. And finally, as the last event of the business day, I'll do a session, a 45-minute session on open source as a commercial platform. The future is here is the working title, and basically, I'm kind of doing a kind of a roundtable debate with me and the listeners, and then everyone are free to shoot in, and I'm hoping that some of the hobby users, the do-it-yourself guys, the small organizations, the big business, etc. Everyone will come up with some questions and take part in a debate and a discussion around Joomla and open source as a commercial platform, because I think it's very important to understand what kind of community Joomla is, and it's a bit of a, you could say it's a bit of a kettle, a boiling kettle, and in the middle of the kettle, where it's the hottest, all the different desires and needs and motives, etc., they all mix together from private organizations, from the small do-it-yourself guys, from web agencies, ad agencies, from big organizations, and around the world, from all these people who want to do all these different things with Joomla, and where they all meet is the center point of Joomla, and that's where it becomes very, very interesting, because that's also what's powers Joomla, in my opinion. And so therefore you might see traditionally some people saying, oh well, all extensions should be free, but let's face it, if all extensions were free, there wouldn't be professional support, and there wouldn't be extensions like RedShop with 15 developers in the team, and if there aren't those kind of extensions and those kind of services, then there wouldn't be very big business involved. It would only be on a smaller level, and the big business fund a lot of the development. And basically, if you're an art company, you could say, well, our biggest clients have probably paid for far most of the development in Red Component, where all of the small users that pays a very limited fee to get access to all of the software has only chipped in a very, very small fraction of the actual cost of running a company with 20 people developing all the extensions. So big business supporting Joomla means better extensions, higher quality, and better service. And that's also for the small organization with 7 members or the do-it-yourself guy in middle Africa or wherever people are on the globe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great.
So, but that was Friday. Then Saturday, we have a community day where we'll try and keep a much higher focus on it being about the community. We're going to have a longer day today, and we're going to have a series of workshops. Some of the basically most of the workshops that are planned to as of now is from some of my employees who are doing a workshop about how to build an event site with Red Event. Also, we have Andrew Eddy, who's doing a Skype cast on a technical walkthrough of Joomla 1.6 and what's different and how you can work with it differently than you could with Joomla 1.5. Then we're going to have a workshop on how to maintain your Joomla websites or multiple Joomla websites. It's a bit of a multiple Joomla interface with some of those extensions that are good for that. Then later in the day, we're going to have a 3 more workshops, and people can attend what they find interesting. One of my main developers, Johnny, will do an event, a workshop on how to do Joomla 1.5 MVC extensions, and We'll show our Redlist extension and how you could do data mashup components utilizing Google Maps and external elements to pull inside the Joomla framework. There will also be a workshop on doing multi-language websites with Joomfish by someone that's not quite named yet. Then in the afternoon, we are following up with three different workshops on development, how to do it yourself, a Joomla SEO class, and finally a Joomla 1.6 What's New in Danish workshop for those not able to attend the earlier one with Andrew Eddy. So that's the community day. At the end of the community day, we're going to do something revolutionizing here in Denmark. We're going to try to create a Joomla user group Denmark, and it never happened before. It wasn't able to create one yet, but we're really, really counting on doing it this time and getting the first 100 or 200 members into the JOG for Denmark. And considering Denmark has the largest national language forum on Joomla in the world, even though we're a very small country, I'd say the basis for doing that should be quite good.
Wow, that sounds like an very interesting. I would love to go there, except, well, maybe I know the weather, so
yeah.
Anyway, it sounds awesome. I would love to go there because some of those sessions are very spot on to what I think that a lot of people would be very interesting in. And it's very interesting for me also to hear your business approach for the businesses day, which I think was very interesting to listen to your point of view there. So that sounds really great. So again, the dates.
The 29th and the 30th October here in Denmark in a city called Kolding, 1 hour away from Copenhagen in a train, or 1.5 from northern Germany if you're in Germany.
And how much does it cost?
Well, it's actually pretty cheap. I guess with a bit of quick calculations, the price is $40 for attending both days. And then there are some options on buying a lunch if you'd like that and a t-shirt, etc. But our sponsors chipped in to try and make it as cheap as possible. Of course, we're not quite on the level where we can attract the kind of sponsorship like say Joomla Day West, but it means that the price is down to $40 for attending both days. And at a place like Denmark, where a concert ticket is $100, a 2-day $40 ticket is quite cheap.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And your website?
Yeah, it's joomladay.dk.
Well, that's easy. Joomladay.dk.
Yeah, that's Carsten luckily had it registered, Carsten Traner, so he set up the basis website for us, and one of my guys made the logo for the Joomla Day Denmark, and then we kind of were on it, and Reagan did a lot of the content writing, etc. So it was kind of a joint effort, and the website really got into place pretty quickly once we got going.
Excellent. Well, Ronnie, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and tell us about Joomla Day Denmark.
I should just mention one thing. For all of those attending, and if you're reading or listening to this, perhaps you would also like to know that we have a fantastic giveaway for our attendees. Joom Social has decided to sponsor five Joom Social standard packages for the attendees, so they will be in a giveaway contest, and my companies have decided to sponsor 10 web hosting accounts along with 10 Red Component 3 months accounts, 5 Red Component 12 months subscriptions, and 3 12 month pro subscriptions on redcomponent.com. So basically, amongst the attendees, we already now know that 31 of the attendees will be going home with a giveaway prize, and that's not all bad considering we might be around 150 people or so.
The odds are great.
You could say that for sure.
The odds are sure great. Well, thank you for taking the time. I hope that some of you, or you can encourage somebody there, if somebody wants to participate here in the community, we would definitely love to have anyone who would be interested in maybe even joining in the as a writer, or maybe as a co-editor here on the Joomla Community Magazine, or anywhere else in the Joomla Project, of course, as we can always use people. There's so much talent out there, and it would be nice to see more involvement if somebody's available there. But I would definitely, from the JUG section of the Joomla Community Magazine, I would definitely like to hear some more about how did it go and so on and so forth, so other people setting up Joomla Days wherever in the world, they might be able to learn something from your experiences. And I guess that's also what all this is about in the community, that we can learn about setting up these Joomla user group meetings. Especially, we would definitely like to hear more about how does it go to setting up a Joomla user group for Denmark. Now, remember, you can't set up the name of a JUG for Denmark. You can only do it for cities. So I guess you will have to come down. Maybe it will be Joomla users Odense, because all the guys from Copenhagen, they can win every time.
Yeah, that's right. So also, Odense is in the middle of the country, and Hans Christian Andersen was born here. So we're gonna take the title this time and call it user group Odense.
Yeah, well, you got the upper hand for that one. I'm sure. Well, okay, Ronnie, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it was fun taking part, and I really hope if anyone is reading this or listening to it, that they'll consider dropping by Joomla Day, and if nothing else, visit us at joomladay.dk and see what it's about. It's in Danish, I should warn, but we do have small English flag on the front page where you can click and read a little bit what's going on and where to go. And I can tell you just by skimming the page that there's a 2.5 hours drive from Hamburg in Germany. So if you're close to a plane, you can land in Hamburg, and you're only 2.5 hours away. It's very quickly.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I became aware of Joomla Day Denmark by a post by Christopher Sandevin for Norge, Joomla blogger, that he was basically asking if somebody from Norway was coming down, and that would make. And of course, Norwegians can understand Danish as can Swedish, and there's a lot of Danish-speaking people in the northern part of Germany too. So you never know where people will be coming from.
Yeah, and of course us Danes, we speak both English and German and Norwegian and Swedish if we have to, so it's always easy to get to talk to a Dane, I guess.
Well, thank you. It was easy to talk to a Dane today for sure, so again, I appreciate it, Ronnie, and I look forward to meet you again soon.
Yeah, me too. It was very fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Joomla user group section of the Joomla Community Magazine at magazine.joomla.org.